Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom.
Gave up all sweets for Lent. You have no idea how hard it is for me.
The children can clearly wind up getting infected. When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks when they're interacting with groups from multiple households.
Hey, no. Don't listen to this guy.
Let your children run wild and free.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There is a completely false narrative about so-called voter suppression.
We wouldn't have to have this debate about the filibuster, at least on this issue, if the folks on the other side would do the right thing and stand for voting rights.
It's just a myth, like unicorns or speed reading.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us today, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Impending doom. They can't let go of it. They're like an abusive boyfriend. They just can't let go. Just shut the bleep up and leave us alone, okay? You know, it's so terrible. Oh, it's just we've got some good Joe Biden sound cuts on this, and it's Joe. Yikes! Another great day for the alleged president of the United States. But first, I must say the breaking news to me, the most shocking thing for me, cancel culture has struck in my own home, in my own kitchen, as a matter of fact. I have above the kitchen sink a plaster statue, I guess you'd call it, of the three wise monkeys. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. I bought it couple of years ago at a used everything store in Palm Beach. I just kind of liked it, so it's up there, and I like that thing. I see it every day, obviously, because it's right above the kitchen sink. And I got a picture of it on the website, howiecarshow.com. Imagine my surprise today when I look at Breitbart. Three wise monkeys are racist now, says University of York. The three wise monkeys are racist. Where did they come from, Howie, you ask? They came from Japan, okay? Japan. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. That's racist now. The University of York in the UK has removed the depiction of the three wise monkeys after they determined it could be seen as an insult to ethnic minorities.
Upon reflection, we strongly believe our first poster, Governor, is not appropriate, as its iconology promulgates a long-standing visual legacy, mate, of oppression and exploits racist stereotypes, core blimey.
That's what they said.
We bring this to your attentions, Governor, so we may be held accountable for our actions and in our privileges, do better and be better.
What the hell are they talking about? They want to ban the monkeys, the three wise monkeys. Experts in Japanese history and culture were shocked by the academic's insistence on likening those three monkeys to racist iconography. So that's it. So you can see the pictures of the three racist icons that I have above my kitchen sink, and they're not going anywhere. Monkeys, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. One more thing here, and another woke cancellation. This one doesn't mean as much to me as the monkeys. Jack London, famous American author, The Call of the Wild, White Fang, His autobiographical memoir about being an alcoholic, John Barleycorn, a native son of San Francisco, probably the most famous author ever to come out of San Francisco. They have a square named after him. It's a big tourist attraction, Jack London Square. And then he's got his old house up in the Redwood Country, and it's a huge tourist attraction up there. Headline from the San Francisco Chronicle: Jack London had racist ideas. It's time to rename the square. I mean, can't he get some kind of a dispensation for? I mean, he was an alcoholic. He was disabled. That's a disability, right? It's a disease. Doesn't he get special dispensation? I don't even want to get into it. He also wrote. He wrote not one, but two books about animal cruelty in circuses. I don't think anybody ever wrote any books. And he was the best-selling author in America at the time. And he wrote two books about cruelty in circuses with animal acts. And he still, see you later, Jack.
Hit the road, later. Jack.
If only he had named White Fang Black Fang, perhaps... perhaps he would not be on the chopping block this afternoon. 2251 says, those are some creepy looking monkeys. Looked at my picture on the website. Of course they, yeah, have you ever seen any good looking three wise monkeys? They're not supposed to be cute monkeys, they're supposed to be wise monkeys.
Where did you find those again?
At an old antique type store. I wouldn't even call it an antique type store. It was just used crap in Palm Beach.
A thrift shop?
A thrift shop. Yeah. And I just liked them. And, you know, it was one of those things where I didn't want to spend the money immediately just because I thought.
What was it? $1.99?
No, it was like, I don't know, 30, 40 bucks, something
really?
Like that.
Really? What kind of thrift shops are you going to?
I'm going to ones in Palm Beach.
Spend a weekend with me. I'll show you how to thrift correctly.
How much could you have gotten those three monkeys for?
$2 at the most.
$2? Did you look at those? That is fine workmanship on those monkeys.
I bet it says made in Taiwan on the bottom.
I don't know what it says on the bottom. Someone says they have you have the three wise monkeys or emojis on the iPhone. I wonder how soon until they're removed. And someone else wants to know, how about the monkey? The monkeys have never made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, have they? I think they're getting blackballed by Jan Wehner from used to own Rolling Stone, and which is nothing to write home about anymore, nothing to write at all. But he's, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around. We're not really racist. We don't put anybody down.
People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We weren't in the Capitol on January 6th. We don't belong to the NRA.
It's very un-PC for them to say monkeying around, too. That was one we went over about 2 years ago.
Monkeying around. All right. So anyway, that's the crazy news. Taylor, can you just send, maybe you should send out the story, too, from Breitbart. Just tweet it out just so people can see it if they think I'm making this stuff up. I don't have the imagination to make stuff like this up. I'm gobsmacked every day. But now they've come into my kitchen, and it's just, they've gone too far this time. Monkeys, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Due to computer issues last week, Eden Pure will continue the Thunderstorm BOGO sale. Allergy season is back, and that's why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. That's why it's back until March 31st at midnight. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, the Thunderstorm claims it does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. It plugs into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And a great part of it is, it with the BOGO, it's each one costs well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purifies the air. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy one Thunderstorm, get one free. The more you buy, the more you save. There is no limit. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie BOGO. With BOGO, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith, and Wesson, and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
We'll have to have a lot of monkey songs this afternoon. Cue up Too Much Monkey Business by Chuck Berry. Too much monkey business for me to get involved in. Just banning the three wise monkeys. How dare they, Greta? How dare they?
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you have a sense of impending doom as COVID cases allegedly rise?
Can we have that cut again? This is Rachel Walensky is out trying to out Fauci here.
I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared.
I'm scared, as they say in the song. Scared. No, I don't feel a sense of impending doom, and I'm not a scared.
12% say they are a scared.
Really? Wow. Well, Joe Biden is a scared. He's very much a scared. Let's see here. We can start out with Cut 33.
In the next 3 weeks, we'll add 12 more federally run mass vaccination sites.
Vaccination sites. That's good. We need more sites. Probably we need more sites too, but basically sites. Okay, cut 29.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down. And businesses require masks as well.
He's reiterating it. Perhaps, Mr. President, you should reiterate it in addition
to reiterating my...
Cut 28.
There are more doses of vaccine available for seniors this week.
Can I get me a door of vaccine here? I'm tired of the, some people have got the two dose. That's what I got. So then now there's the Johnson & Johnson one dose. How about the door? When are the door vaccinations? Let's hear it again.
There are more doses of vaccine available for seniors this week.
I can't wait for the Matthews Brothers vaccine windows.
It'll be a window of opportunity. We have to cut 30.
The failure to take this virus seriously precisely what got us in this mess in the first place.
Precisely what got us in the first place. Precisely what, you know, there were people a year ago that were saying that the ban of travel from China was xenophobic. Yeah, but that was me. That was me, President Jill Biden. I'm running for the Senate, or maybe Congress, House. Cut 31.
Risk more cases, more deaths.
This is like listening to a Jordan's furniture ad, Taylor. We have desks.
I mean,
we have doors.
If you want to count the lost jobs, I guess that translates to lost desks.
Hi, I'm Joe Biden from Jordan's Furniture. We have some desks available today. We have some. Well, let's look at the tables. The tables for the rising charts.
The hand-hewn tables.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. You were the only one who caught hand-hewn tables. I even saw people who do what we do and transcribe Joe Biden cuts were calling it a hand-hewn table. But he didn't say hand-hewn. You're right. He said hand-hewn. Hand-hewn tables. Let's have this one about risking more cases and desks. Cut 31.
Risk more cases and more desks. Deaths.
Okay. 844-500-4242. Now, this is the next cut is very strange because I think it's safe to say the Democrats totally control TV with one or two handful of exceptions. They control TV utterly. Both the so-called news divisions and the even more laughably termed entertainment divisions, which little news, no entertainment, in my opinion. But now he is blaming television for the alleged spike in cases. Cut 26.
New variants are spreading, and sadly, some of the reckless behavior we've seen on television over the past few weeks means that more new cases are to come in the weeks ahead.
Have there been any Antifa riots? How about what's going on in Minneapolis with all, and what about in Salem, Oregon, with the attack on the State House last night? Is that reckless behavior, Mr. President? Or, oh no, excuse me, I forgot. That's what you call your peaceful protests, right? That's okay. Those events are not super spreaders. Going to the beach, going to a dinner in Florida or Texas, those are super spreaders. Riots in Salem and Portland, Oregon, riots in Minneapolis, peaceful protests. All right, 844-500-4242. So it used to be all we had to have was vaccines and then everything would be okay. Now again, the goalposts have been moved again. Cut 32.
Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way we ever get back to normal, to cheer together in stadiums full of fans, to gather together on holidays again safely, go to graduations, weddings.
Speak for yourself. I'm already doing all that stuff. So are most people in this country. You clown. You fraud. You're the one who didn't want to shut down the borders last year.
With vaccines, there's hope. Which is a very good thing, to state the obvious. But people are letting up on precautions, which is a very bad thing.
We were told for a year that first we were told testing was the problem. Then we were told there weren't enough beds in the emergency rooms and intensive care units. Then we were told there were not enough ventilators. Then we were told we had to social distance. Then we were told the schools had to be shut down. Then we were told everything had to be shut down for 15 days to flatten the curve, after which everything would open up. Then they told us once the vaccinations were here, everything would be okay. Guess what? We've gone from zero masks to one mask to two masks. How many more masks do we need to wear? I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I have a text here from 917. It's a guy who's in Stuart, Florida, which is just north of here. I was heading south on US 1 in Stuart, was stopped at a red light when it turned green. Naturally, the old guy in front of me never moved, so I honked the horn, and of course he did what they always do down here. He proceeded to crawl away as if to punish me. Unbelievably, his windows were down, so as I zipped around him, I screamed out, "Hey, Biden, step on the gas!" I don't think there's any way anyone would ever let Joe Biden behind the wheel of a car.
Howie,
again.
Or
the wheel of a desk.
I was driving the other day, and there was someone in front of me, and they were going so slow, like snail's pace speed. And I was getting very frustrated, and then I got up closer because they had a bumper sticker, and I was like, I got to see what this bumper sticker says. So I got up real close behind them. You know what it said?
Biden, Harris.
Worse. I love my grand cat. I love my cat. I love my grand cat. And I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. I think I turned right just to get away from them. That's not a good sign if someone has that bumper sticker.
Right. 561 says, I think I agree with this too. The worst part of that impending doom statement today is the effect it has on people who are already suffering from mental illnesses brought on by the pandemic in response. And I think it intensifies the paranoia that these people feel. They do feel a sense of impending doom, even without someone who's, and this is going to be spread all over the news tonight. But is this good for Joe Biden? He owns this thing now.
But Howie, can we play that cut again? Because there's something I noticed. I think she says I'm going off book or off script or something. And then she proceeds to deliver a clearly pre-planned speech. It almost sounds like she's giving a graduation speech, the cadence in which she delivers this.
Cut 22.
I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to. So much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared.
Doesn't it sound like class of 2021? I never thought we'd get here, but here we are on graduation day.
Yeah,
she planned it.
But again, there is no graduation.
Yeah, right.
From this school, there is no paradise at the end of one's physical life. There are no 72 virgins. There's no heaven. There's not even a peaceful life, you know, here on this planet. It's just fear.
She also says
they have nothing to sell but fear itself.
She also says there's so much promise and potential.
I love the potential.
Potential. She's a real physician too. She's not a Dr. Jill. She's a real physician.
So much promise and potential.
It's whatever Biden's got. It's a virus. It's infectious.
But Howie, she's going off script like Ted Kennedy went off script for the last part of his apology video.
Right, Chappaquiddick.
He turns to a different
set of cue cards.
Let me go off script as I read from something, and that's my pet peeve. If you're going to go off script, at least make it seem a little bit believable. Mm-hmm. Not something you've been thinking
about. We might as well
play
the other cut. This is the other cut that she just continues in this vein. You know what, Grace? You may be onto something because this is a good way to allow the alt left media to change the subject from the fiasco at the border. Although, you know, if the low info voters are thinking this thing through, wait a second, they're letting in all these illegal aliens who are testing positive, and then they're sending them into the heartland. Now they're saying there's a spike in cases. Could there be some connection between these two things? I mean, I don't really believe in the notion of super spreading, but if you do believe in the new notion of super spreading, what could be a better super spreader than the influx of hundreds of thousands of indigent, illiterate, non-English speaking, unskilled COVID positive illegal aliens?
The part of it that stuck out to me is when she said, I'm going to go off script here, because then all the people on CNN were like, wow, I think it was Brooke Baldwin say that it was so powerful, like as if she had to go off grid to get this message out, even though people didn't want her to say it. I'm going to do it anyway. And so once I saw the media picking up that talking point of like, whoa, this is really chilling stuff here, she went off grid, I was like, oh, this is so contrived.
Yeah, and again, it's not like she's just another Biden lackey. She's Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Sixpack from Anytown, USA,
right.
At 23.
But as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, to ask you to just please hold on a little while longer. I so badly want to be done. I know you all so badly want to be done. We are just almost there, but not quite yet.
I didn't think
just 15 more days to flatten the curve. That's all we need.
I didn't think we were allowed to use all of those descriptors. Wife, mother, daughter, those sound like...
She's not an elected member of Congress. She's okay.
Oh, got it. Okay.
As a husband, a father, and a son, let me say...
How dare you!
Shut the bleep up.
And as a blonde, Howie, don't forget that.
As a blonde. Okay. As a late-life blonde...
Okay, so I have to add something in here. I have the Andrew Cuomo story, Howie, about the 10th accuser.
Oh, good. It finally broke?
Yes, and I'm gonna just read through this. It's probably going to be my only story today because it's pretty unbelievable, Howie. I think you're really going to... This one is nuts. I mean, all of them are very weird, but this one's really weird.
And again, people are asking, is this stuff new, like the Biden cuts? Yes, they're new cuts. And this latest accuser that Grace is about to read you, this is new stuff, too.
Yes, this is new. But before I get to that, I want to let everyone know that Grace's News is brought to you by HelloFresh. Get simple recipes in fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free with HelloFresh. For a limited time, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping from America's number one meal kit. That's code Howie12 for 12 free meals at HelloFresh.com. New Andrew Cuomo accuser Sherry Ville speaks out alongside Gloria Allred. Sherry Ville alleges that Governor Andrew Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her without her consent outside her home. You know why he was there?
What do you mean? Like this was like outside on like the front steps or in the driveway or something?
Well, there
was he holding a boombox over his head?
There's a lot of different...
With the instrumental of Danny Boy playing over it?
There's a lot of different things happening in this story that we will get to, but I want you guys to try to guess why was he at her house? That's the part of the story for me that blows my mind.
His cell phone was malfunctioning again.
No, he was touring her flood-damaged home in 2017. Because remember how in Greece, New York, they had a bunch of floods?
Right.
He was there.
No, I do remember now.
This woman's house flooded, and the help that she received was getting kissed in front of her family by Andrew Cuomo.
Man, first she started out needing disaster relief, and after he visited her, she needed post-traumatic stress disorder
relief. Okay. A woman described in detail Monday on how Governor Andrew Cuomo grabbed her face, manhandled her, and forcibly kissed her while touring her flood-damaged home in 2017, saying he did so in a highly sexual manner. The whole thing was so strange and inappropriate and still makes me nervous and afraid because of his power and position, said Sherry Ville, a 55-year-old married mother of three, as she spoke out alongside lawyer Gloria Allred. The alleged encounter occurred in May 2017 while Cuomo was touring Greece, New York, which had recently been ravaged by floods. Okay, here's another quote. Ville, whose property was among those damaged, invited Cuomo into her home and expressed dismay at its condition. That's when the governor looked at me and approached me, took my hand, and pulled me to him. He leaned down over me and kissed my cheek. I was holding my small dog in my arms, and I thought he was going to pet my dog. But instead, he went to squeeze between the dog and kiss me on the other cheek in what I felt was a highly sexual manner. Cuomo tried to explain...
He doesn't know much about dogs either, does he?
No, you don't.
Not to mention women. I don't care how small the dog is. You can't be squeezing a dog. You can't be squeezing anybody.
No, I don't think he squeezed the dog. He tried to squeeze in between the dog. But either way, you shouldn't be getting, you know, your face in a dog's face. especially when they're protecting their owner from your creepy kisses. Cuomo tried to explain the inappropriate contact as a cultural norm. He said,
see, in the mafia, this is what we do.
He said, that's what Italians do. Kiss both cheeks.
Did you ever see Goodfellas?
He thinks he's a made guy.
They invited Joe Pesci to get it to be a made guy, and then they whacked him two in the hat.
I felt shocked and didn't...
I didn't whack Sherry two in the hat. Hey,
Cuomo, why don't you go get your shine box?
I felt shocked and didn't understand what had just happened, said Bill, but I knew I felt embarrassed and weird about the kissing. I am Italian, and in my family, family members kiss. Strangers do not kiss. On his way out, Cuomo stopped. He turned to me and said, you are beautiful, according to Bill. That made me feel even more uncomfortable, said Bill.
He was beautiful. He was beautiful.
Cuomo again allegedly grabbed Bill's face and kissed her on the cheek outside the home in front of Bill's son, who was recording the governor's visit and caught an image of the contact. I felt like I was being manhandled, especially because he was holding my face and he was kissing my face again.
The guy thinks he's Sinatra. He really does.
This isn't this isn't at a wedding where everybody's had five glasses of champagne. This woman's been flooded.
Yeah,
she's got
I know.
Major life problems she's dealing with.
You're not
and the only
her an
thing the guy could do is grab a feel.
I know. I can't even tell you, Howie. I just feel for this woman so much because it's like when your house gets flooded, it's like anything else. Like when you,
horrible.
It's just
horrible.
It's such a pain and it's so sad and it's so depressing. And then to have this guy come in, you're like, okay, cool, maybe I'll get some help. And then he starts giving you wet, sloppy kisses on both your cheeks. I would be like, ugh, what did I do to deserve this? By the way, all I can think about every time he meets people and does the kissing is who was the original host of Family Feud? The guy who would kiss all the girls who would come on the show. He thinks it's like an episode of Family Feud from 1975.
Richard Dawson.
Yes.
It's a showbiz thing to do, right?
Yeah, except for once Harvey Weinstein, kind of...
But, I'm just reading the story. Bill also later received a signed letter from the governor, along with two photographs of him shaking her hand inside the door. Look what the governor sent me in the mail. The letter was addressed specifically to her, even though Cuomo had also met her husband and son that day. So it wasn't Mr. and Mrs. Bill or the Bill family of Greece, New York.
It's this something to remember me by. This horrible time in your life. May you treasure it every day.
It's also just funny to me that he always says it's a cultural norm, and then him and his brother, whenever someone brings up like The Godfather, they try to say, oh, that's a... Remember Fredo said, oh, it's a slur, it's an ethnic slur to compare me to Fredo? And then meanwhile, he's... Andrew's kissing everybody, and then he says, oh, it's because I'm Italian. Like, which one is it? Are you allowed to blame your Italian ancestry or not?
This is a stranger one, because usually the most of the earlier accusers have been kind of light-haired, blondish, and very young. This woman is got darker hair, and she's 55 years old.
He doesn't discriminate, apparently. But can we talk
and
about...
And to say, this is the same time he was living with that celebrity cook, right?
Sandra Lee.
Yeah.
Sandra Lee, I used to watch her programming. She, you know what, Howie? She does the type of cooking that you would like because she'll make a dessert and it's called half homemade. So she'll buy like the Oreos at the store and then just put a dollop of ice cream on it. And that's like her recipe.
So was this number 9 or number 10?
Number 10.
So he already was. He had already done. So he's Elliot Spitzer's name was client number 9. So we have the former governor was client number 9. And now we have Cuomo has now reached double digits of women accusing him of harassing them.
Yeah. And I just have to say, I know you're going to talk about it. And I talked about it on my show. But the Danny Boy situation, I can't get that out of my head. I find that to be so incredibly strange. Someone asking you to sing for them is weird anyway, but Danny Boy? Like it's at a funeral or something?
Yeah.
He's got some weird kicks, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not one of my favorite Irish songs, I'll tell you that. I don't get it.
I don't either. I can't get into the head of this guy. He's too strange.
What's ahead of that one for you? Christmas in Killarney?
What? My best one?
Yeah.
No, I told you I like How Are Things in Glockamora. I like the wild colonial boy. I like Dear Old Donegal about the guy who goes to America.
Hey, how about if you're Irish, come into the parlor is not a bad one either. What about you? What about you, Grace?
Honestly, I don't really know that many of them.
If you're Irish, come into the parlor. How about H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Hannigan's. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. A divil as a man can say a word again me.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
You just hit the jackpot. I have this amazing all-natural product that you need to try. Balance 7 is your one-stop shopping to help you increase your energy levels and indigestion, heartburn, and arthritis, and so much more. Aid in digestion, heartburn, arthritis, and so much more. Check out Balance7.com and learn why balancing your body is so important for the performance of your immune system. You've heard this promise from other products, but Balance 7 really does what it says it will do. Simply drink a total of 3 ounces a day, and within 72 hours, most people begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought, and just feel healthier overall. It's true. Order your 1 month supply at balance7.com. Use code word Howie free to save $10 and get free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and you'll receive smooth skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. If you haven't hit the jackpot before, today is your lucky day. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner at no charge whatsoever, all by using my code word Howie Free. That's Howie Free. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
You dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Oh, Lordy. Oh,
cantare. Oh, 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 oh. Wouldn't that be more appropriate for him? I mean, given his proud ethnic heritage? Or at that Samore? I don't know. Something like that. You know, it's gone from like workplace harassment, which is horrible enough, but now he's actually in or bringing the victims into his own private living quarters under false pretenses, which he's also accused of. That's the investigation that the Albany Police Department is handling.
Hey,
but
Howie.
Now, yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to follow up my news here a little bit. There is a photo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I've been looking at it. Yeah.
I know it's kind of pixelated, but wow, he really does have quite a grip on her face.
Yeah. She said after it was over, the neighbors were teasing her for months afterwards about being the governor's girlfriend. But again, so now he's moved out of luring women to his own place or bringing them into the office. And now he's actually stalking women in their own homes. I mean, how long until we have a peeping Tom accusation against him? Is that the next step?
That was over Thanksgiving when everybody put his face in the windows.
That's right. I forgot about that. And here once again, you know,
back then it was funny.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a gag. Now it seems like tomorrow's story. Or a couple of days. I still got to know. I still think the final cut, the fatal blow, is going to be when the list comes out of who he was getting these tests for, when people weren't able to, other people weren't able to get them. There was a story somewhere today of somebody who spent hours driving around the state trying to get a test because he was so concerned. He'd been driven crazy by Fauci et al. And now it turns out that Cuomo was giving them out to his buddies, probably his buddies at CNN, probably his buddies elsewhere in the media, and probably his fat cat contributors who live in penthouses on Park Avenue and in the Hamptons. I'm Howie Carr.